Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you guys. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake at his rescheduled show.
Is that tonight?
Tonight at Oracle Arena. Tickets and upgrades are available at livenation.com. And this is it. Your last does Jane or Alexis have any?
Alexa? No, I don't think so. I think we're the only ones.
I was trying to just call her Lexi because I don't want to wake anybody's machines up.
Right.
So I think this is
last
it.
Pair, yeah.
Final pair for tonight's show. That's a nice turnaround right there. We have other tickets we're giving away today that aren't for like until August and September, which seem like forever away. Mm-hmm. Although they'll be here like that. So be calling number 9-800-400-3697. Nicole, she's answering the phones
yes,
today.
Yes, she is.
She's very, one of our, we have great interns right
uh-huh.
now. Good kids.
Yeah.
Really getting the job done. I like it.
Yeah.
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 She's the one, maybe you heard her a few weeks ago, attempting Despacito. That's her claim to fame on the Sarah and Vinny show.
She's the Despacito girl.
Maybe if you ask her nicely, maybe she'll sing to you when she picks up the phone. all right, so call now and get those Justin Timberlake tickets. So here we go. Operation Varsity Blues.
Mm.
The story is...
getting better and better all the time.
I love it.
Yeah. So...
and hate it.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want anyone to think that I'm encouraging people to cheat or... I just... it's nice to see that... did you hear how they caught them?
No.
I read more about it this morning. It was the soccer coach at Yale.
Oh, what did he say? He just told...
he was... no. He was, in particular... in the middle of catching a bribe, like $450,000 to let some guy, and the guy who supposedly had a kid that was going to be going to Yale on a supposed soccer scholarship, the guy was wearing a wire.
Oh my God.
The guy, they had found out about this. Varsity Blues
thing. So they
thing.
Suspected it, and
well,
this
they,
is the guy
they found
who...
out about it in another, like, through some slip of the tongue from somebody. But I think it was some guy gave it up. It was some white-collar crime guy gave it up to save himself.
Oh.
He said, I can tell you about something.
Wow.
So it was some white-collar crime guy that
did
gave
he not
them
get...
the tip-off. I don't know. The story ended up being about the Yale soccer coach who they went and sent someone over to with a wire. This guy was taking mega bucks as part of his deal.
So funny.
Through not Varsity Blues, it was the guy's
key.
Company.
Yeah, the Key.
Well, the
foundation.
Key is the foundation, but there was a company this guy ran.
I think it's called KFW or something like. Yeah, or something. Yeah. I don't know. I've seen a few different
the
things
Key,
about it.
The Key Foundation was his charity.
Yeah.
There's another name, and it was called the College. It's something else.
The Get You In.
They're two separate names, right. though, for sure.
I'm not seeing it right now.
Well, so anyway, the guy who runs the Key, this dude, what, knew about it? The guy who was wearing the wire?
They sent the guy in with the wire. Because the
to the coach though,
to
not
the coach,
to the Key guy,
right? But that was the start of them learning about this cheating thing. They didn't know how deep this went or how big this was. It's they just started out trying to find out if this guy had given them true information.
Mm.
What they ultimately found out as they dug into it is that it was rampant,
right?
And there were a ton of names and a bunch of them, right? Here in the Bay Area.
Well, and the thing is, these are only the most recent ones. Like,
right.
You know, this goes back, you know, 8 or more years. Who knows how long this guy was sort of doing it before he sort of set up to do it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
There have to be people who've gone to school and graduated since this whole thing started. Like, are those, are all their degrees going to be called into question? Because they probably should. Jeez. So crazy.
Huge.
So we'll start with Lori Loughlin because she's the prettiest. She has lost her gig with the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
The network said, "We're saddened by the recent news surrounding the college admissions allegations. We're no longer working with Lori Loughlin and have stopped development of all productions involving her." She had a series called When Calls the Heart, which she's been on since 2014. I do not know what
that's about.
Is it just love stories? I have no idea. But, you know, the Hallmark Channel, famous for its happy endings. No word on the future of... So I guess they have it... They have a whole season of that done. And there was an episode that was supposed to air this weekend that they said they're putting that on hiatus. So they're not going to film any more with her, but the ones that they've already filmed, they just don't know what the future... which my guess is those will never see the light of day. Garage Sale Mysteries is another show she does for the Hallmark Channel.
Garage Sale Mysteries,
which must be, you know, things that are found at these, who knows, just stories about what I got at a yard sale. Fun. And will Christmas be the same without 15 Lori Loughlin movies? I mean, how will we discover the real spirit of Christmas? How are we going to do it this year, you guys?
She quietly had a really good gig going for herself there.
She sure did.
I mean, I never saw one thing, but clearly she was their premier actress, actor, whatever you want to call it.
Right. No, she sounded like she was all over that channel. Your mom must be pretty sad about this. Isn't she a big Hallmark
You know what?
Channel?
We've been talking about it at home because it is interesting, and it's there's new info every day, and the fact that that her daughter was out with the USC on a yacht or was supposed to be leaving
chairman
on vacation with the chairman of the board at USC's daughter. And then we're like, wow, and he didn't go. So then what? The staff takes care of the girls while they're out there on the yacht? I mean,
sounds
you certainly
like
don't
it.
Hand the keys to your 19-year-old daughter, do
no,
you?
No, you don't. Yeah, I guess Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia, right?
Olivia Jade.
Because there's an older one,
there's
too.
There's another one, Isabella Rose,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Jade and Isabella Rose.
So Hollywood.
Beautiful. So, yeah, I guess that she's been friends with this billionaire's daughter for a while, and they were spring breaking on a yacht in the Bahamas.
So we know they had gone or they were just planning to go?
No, they were on the ship.
They
she
were
was on.
On
the
okay.
boat when this whole thing came down. And then, like you said, I'm sure they sent a helicopter for her, you know, something fancy.
Right. Well, that's if they were out to sea, that would be the way to get her.
Right. Well, unless they just... went, all right, we're turning this boat around. It's a 3-hour tour, everybody. We're heading back in. Maybe they had just started. Oh, that'd be rich. Anyway.
Boo-hoo.
In probably bigger news, though, as far as most people go, she just got dropped from Fuller House.
Mm.
So
was that a Netflix? Or
it is a Netflix show. And I think that they've done a few seasons of this, apparently. Somewhere I have how many. So... they had billed her just as a guest star anyway. Maybe I didn't set it aside. So she, whatever appearances she was going to make, she's not going to make. They're like, no, we're done with her. I guess they'll still air the old episodes, but.
Good thing their husband's so rich.
I know. Oh, they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. They'll be just fine. It is pretty sad for her daughter, though, who has been dropped from everything that she was doing.
Oh,
she's only 19. Listen, she is going to be at 19. You have no idea how long life is and that, you know, this too shall pass. Right now, she's trying to be an influencer. And I'm sure people are still following her just to see if she does post anything. Like, oh, my God, what could she possibly say now? But she just lost her deal with Sephora. They had recently teamed up for a cosmetics line.
That's a big deal.
The Olivia Jade X Sephora times Sephora plus Sephora. I don't know. And she's the one who didn't even care about school because all she wanted to do was be a social media influencer and go to the games and parties. And she doesn't have an education to fall back on. Now, what will she do?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. So she and her sister Isabella have quit USC. Surprise. They weren't going to wait for the president of the school to make the decision. They figured
called them out of class.
They'd be bullied and things wouldn't go well for them. And they're not wrong.
This
that
is
would have been
just
bad.
Us speculating, but I am curious how you'd respond to what Olivia Munn had tweeted.
Oh, I didn't see it. What did she say?
So she said, something along, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along the lines of, these parents did not do this for their kids.
Yeah,
their kids clearly did not want to be in school, as noted by the Olivia's. Well, I'm not going to be in school this much this year.
I don't know how much school I'm going to be going to.
So, isn't it interesting that it's possible these parents, in an effort to be seen by their friends as successful parents, mm-hmm. were getting their kids into the best schools, having nothing to do with hopes that their kids would achieve greatness?
It says, what these parents did wasn't for love. It was for fancy diplomas. Love would have made you spend the money on tutors to make your kids smarter, giving them an actual education.
Yeah. Nope. This was this is 100% because they need their kids to go someplace prestigious. That TMZ is saying these kids would have been better off at Arizona State or a party school like that. I don't know why Arizona State's getting. I mean,
they're all
should have gone to Chico.
Chico. Chico. Because I think that what's her name again?
Jade. Olivia Jade.
Olivia Jade wanted to go to.
She wanted to go to Arizona because it's a party school.
And they said,
she probably
no.
doesn't have to go to. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh my God! No, you're not going there. I'm sorry. That's not going to look good on our parental resume. She's also been dropped. Olivia Jade, the super cute 19-year-old daughter, however old she is. I guess Tresemme also had
Tresemme.
Is that a hair thing?
Yeah, hairspray, hair products.
So she had a deal with them too, and they're cutting ties with her.
Too bad.
Poor thing. She's so pretty, though. Look at her. She looks just like Lori Loughlin.
She sure does.
Like a spitting image of her. And there's another suit. We talked about this yesterday. A couple students, I want to say, down at Stanford had said...
what did you call it?
Operation Varsity.
First class action.
Oh, yeah. First class action. It's a first class action suit.
There's actually a Brad posted a video of that particular...
Oh.
You guys laughing about that. It's funny.
I'm sure it's real funny. I'm sure everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll love it too.
Well,
I love watching
laughing.
Myself screw up. So
feels
there's,
good, doesn't yeah. it?
Here's a second class action.
Hate yourself more. Watch this repeatedly.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. You really can go down a rabbit hole with stuff sometimes. If you're in chronic pain and you watch yourself screw up. So it looks like there's a new class action lawsuit. And the woman is saying, I want no less than $500 million. So there's a woman named Jennifer K. Toy. She filed a suit against all the parents involved in Operation Varsity Blues as well as other defendants. And apparently, if they're calling it class action, it means she's teamed up with a bunch of different people. Mm-hmm. Jennifer's son, and she's not even, they're not a student at any of the colleges that are involved here. Jennifer's son applied to some of the schools where the cheating took place and didn't get in despite a 4.2 GPA. I guess this kid had busted his ass and tried to get into some of these top-name schools, and I guess they just didn't have the money to pay this guy. She says, this Jennifer K. Toy says, I feel that my son, my only child, was denied access to a college not because he failed to work and study hard enough, but because wealthy individuals felt like it was okay to lie, cheat, steal, and bribe. Yeah! I think this might even be the third. There's another lawsuit out there, too. But anyway, a group of parents and students filed a class action suit against Rick Singer and some of the schools. And then there's the two girls who would... who we heard about yesterday, and then there's this one in particular. And she wants no less than $500 million.
Yeah.
I actually get her gripe, and I believe her gripe is correct in that there's institutionalized corruption that goes beyond just getting into the school. It's, okay, I would like a job, please.
Right.
I've been to college.
Yep.
Here's my... And then the other person who's like, I couldn't go to college. I didn't have the money, but... I'm a hard worker, and I really did study at school, so look at my resume, too, please.
Right.
No, we don't take any resumes unless you have a four-year degree. That's one of the first weeding out deals that happens when you're trying to get a decent gig.
Yep. It's true.
What school did you go to? MiraCosta College.
School Hard Knocks.
Bye.
Yeah.
So I think that's...
Sure.
Legit, but
I don't listen. I'm
There's
sure
institutionalized
her
corruption everywhere in everything we look at.
The world is corrupt.
Well, we were just trying to you know, have a little wedding, and it turns out there's a machine in place that sucks you in, and you find yourself going, oh, my God, and that, and this, and that. And you go, oh, my God. They actually put you on a wheel and just pickpocket you as you go
every time you come around. They grab your brand new wallet you just bought because of the robbery from the last time.
It's all in place to just give it to you.
It is a machine. Well, when you think about weddings, I mean, people only do one or two or three, you know, in their whole lives.
Just, it's very, in my opinion, it's like there's things in place, and I don't know how we're going to ever break down this machine, the college. I don't see how it stops.
Right.
Everyone's in it for their cut.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. You're in it for your kid or you're in it for your cut. That's a hard one. That's a hard nut to crack. Totally changing gears here.
Good.
Last year, Woody Harrelson was up against his Three Billboards co-star Sam Rockwell for the Best Supporting Actor Oscar. And Sam won. And then Woody was asked, were you jealous? He says, oh, hell no. I voted for him. Woody has been nominated several times for Oscars, actually.
He's never won one?
I don't believe he has. Huh. I'm sure he's won plenty of awards, but I don't recall him winning one.
He really has developed as an actor.
He is great. Like, he's one of those people who it's surprising how much you like him and stuff, and how you can forget that it's Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, in True Detective, I went... And I said it of Matthew McConaughey, too. Jeez, guys, I had no idea. Good job. Nice work.
For me, it was way more so McConaughey than that.
Oh, I agree.
I actually already knew Woody. Woody's done a lot of good things.
He has. He's
Woody,
good.
Woody looks like has been nominated for an Academy Award 3 times.
What does it say for? Probably the People versus Larry Flint.
Let's see. It was nominated for Best Actor for The People versus Larry Flint.
The Killers one?
Natural Born Killers?
Let me see. Best Supporting Actor for The Messenger.
Oh,
and Messenger. 3 billboards. Yeah, I don't know what the Messenger is.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay. Well, so now he's been nominated 3 times and he's lost all 3. So he did an interview with NBC's Willie Geist, and Willie asked him, do you give much thought to winning? He says, not at all. I honestly don't. Last time I voted for Sam Rockwell, his performance was astoundingly great. So I don't know. It's kind of like, I feel like I got an award with my life. Mm. What an award to get this life.
Yeah.
At least he knows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about it. I did years ago, but I figured out that wasn't your payoff.
Right. He's winning. He
Hard.
Is winning.
He's winning big.
Yeah.
Well, he is a lucky guy. I mean, he, you know, was just played this goofy character on Cheers. That was the first I'd ever seen of him.
Right, me too.
And he really has parlayed that into just a quietly excellent career. And
if you watch Cheers, though, he crushed that role, too.
Well, but the thing was, you thought you'd never seen him before,
right.
So you just thought he was this dunce. So to see,
right.
So to see him branch out.
Agreed. I do agree with you there, but...
What was his name on that?
Woody.
Woody.
Oh, it was just Woody.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yes.
What was the old dude's name that he replaced?
Coach.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But he crushed that. He was unbelievably great.
Perfect. Remember you had that little girlfriend? What was her name?
I told you that was one of my high school friend's cousins.
Oh,
the girl.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I can't remember. I didn't tell you guys
that? No, I don't remember it.
Went out with
Jenny,
Prince.
Jenny.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
She went out with Prince, and she's in the Raspberry Beret video.
Oh,
and
really?
She lived with this high school friend. She lived in Irvine, where I went. So we would see her. And apparently, he would send the kind of stuff he would send to their house as gifts was like, oh my God, Prince just sent 1 million roses or whatever. And you can look up, oh, there it is. That's the Raspberry Beret video. She's the blonde girl that he loves in this video.
I gotta see this. Hold on. We're looking at a kaleidoscope right now. Is that her in the way back hitting the tambourine?
I haven't watched this in 1 million years, but she's in this.
Oh, my God. Oh, Prince, I miss you so much.
Look at him in the blue cloud
suit.
Sky
blue. That is so funny.
Where is she? She's like sitting there, and she ends up being the one in the Raspberry Beret, I think.
Should I jump ahead?
Maybe.
Yeah, jump to the end. I'm sure they're going to show the Raspberry Beret girl at the very end. Oh, look at it. Oh, man. This is such an 80s-looking video. It's ridiculous. That is, oh, Prince, miss you so much. All right,
it's
well,
not
we're
there.
Not going to find her.
Oh well.
And the time is crazy late.
Oh, Kelly is her name.
Kelly.
Remember he did that song.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I have a bunch of stuff coming up in the news, including gross stuff.
Oh, I love
that you may or
stuff.
May not have done.
Oh,
after
I haven't done it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your chance to win tickets to see Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay Friday, September 27th at Shoreline. So be here at 7 for that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app where you can listen to this show.
Hello. Here we are.
And only this show.
No. All right, fine. Only
yeah,
this show.
Only
and
this
only
show.
This show.
Right. And all our podcasts.
Off.
Right.
I don't know if radio.com has knobs, but if it does, remove them.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not doing that. Oh, all right. Well, I know I was.
He loves
I didn't know if. That guy sounds drunk.
Yeah. Did you just rip that right from like a Star Wars? Is that just like a battle scene in
that's
a Star
like a
Wars?
Mashup of like 50 things.
Don't you remember the first time he did it? And we were like, that's not.
Mm-mm. Not enough lasers.
Go back and make more noise. Mm-hmm. Good job, Brent.
That needs to be way more 80s.
Thank you so much.
All right, here's what's happening. So I'll mention a couple things before we get to a super tragic story and then the normal nonsense we're known for. First of all, it's going to be a nice weekend.
Really nice. I'm so excited.
So, and there is some chance for showers next week. So expect that. But they're showers. We even had a texter say, there's going to be... No, there's no atmospheric river coming next week. There's some showers.
Might get a little rain.
And by the way, we are, for the first time... I have the story here. I've lost it now. But we're out of drought. California is out of drought.
That doesn't mean that you should be running. You just turn your hose on and walking away from it.
No, but you know what? The people who do that did that at the height of the drought anyway. Mm. I told you when I was living in San Jose, I'd be driving home on... And we were going through a heat wave there, like triple digits. It felt like that like the town was trying to get me out of there.
It worked.
It did work. It absolutely did. There was a guy who's out there just watering his lawn with his hose by hand every day. And it was middle day.
Yeah, so it was not only going to just evaporate, but it was going to burn his grass.
Right. And I was just.
And there's a drought.
Every time I passed him, I just thought, you know, I got to just mind my own business. That's not my house. And that dude, I can't control that guy. Got to take another way home. Keep seeing
I can't
him.
Drive by that guy.
I can't see it. It's driving me crazy.
Should have made a lawn sign. Please stop watering this lawn.
You know what? Like I said.
Or do it when it's efficient. Do it at, you know, when the sun goes down.
Most people are pretty cool and get that we got to sort of conserve water. We're a drought state.
We are.
Except at this very moment.
At this exact moment, we're not a drought state.
All right, so there's that. Good weather this weekend for St. Patrick's Day, which is this Sunday.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that it's St. Patrick's Day. St. Patty's Day.
So that leads me to, in New Zealand, there's a city, a town. No, it's a city called Christchurch. And shootings at two mosques in New Zealand, in the city of Christchurch. They're calling it Friday, but I guess it was...
It's already late Friday night
right now. So it resulted in what they're saying is at least 49 killed and another 50 being treated. This, what they're calling it, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, is calling it a terrorist attack, which isn't hard to understand. Mm. They went into two mosques and opened fire, killing people who were praying. So that's where it stands right now. They did catch the people.
Well, they caught a few. They're afraid there might be more because it was at two separate locations. Mm-hmm. But there's the guy live streamed it.
Yes, he did. 17-minute video
hideous.
Posted to social media shows a gunman opening fire at the mosque.
He left behind some kind of manifesto, too. He's a white nationalist.
It was live streamed from a helmet cam, they're saying. Ugh. It shows him arming himself and walking into the mosque and immediately shooting a person in the doorway. And the manifesto you just mentioned, 70-page manifesto was posted to various sites, including Twitter, and appeared to belong to these guys. They say he's identified as a 28-year-old white man born in Australia, enlisted white nationalist heroes. What?
Oh, he named his heroes?
I guess.
Wonderful.
Anyway, so they do have three people under arrest. They have not confirmed their identities. Actually, I take that back. There's three males and one female under arrest. And I don't know about any more.
And one is being charged with murder, that one.
Right, and I thought they released someone, and now they're saying, you know, stay away from mosques for the time being because,
they're adding extra security, even locally.
Because they don't know that this is all that there is. This is just awful. You know, it's Australia and I assume New Zealand as well. They have really strict gun laws, and which is probably why we don't see this happening in those parts so often. I think I was reading like the last mass shooting in New Zealand was like in 1990. 13 people, and then they changed all their gun laws. And it's just, and who cares what the laws are? It's effing tragic.
Right. Students around the world are going to be walking out of class in protest today as part of an effort to demand action on climate change. Local high school and middle school students from Oakland, San Francisco, Marin County, and the Peninsula are planning to rally at 10 a.m. Go, kids.
Yeah, go, kids. Go. You're the only ones who are going to be able to do anything.
That's a worthy cause.
Absolutely. Do it for your kids and your kids' kids.
Right.
You must think seven generations ahead.
What? Is that what they say?
No, that's what the Indians said. The Native Americans.
Oh.
Yeah. Every move they made, they thought seven generations ahead. How will this affect them? Or they're credited with that because, to make them seem even better.
Where'd you hear that?
I don't know. Just like one of those things I've heard. Oh, you hear stuff.
Here's that story.
And sometimes you remember it.
Yeah. California is drought-free for the first time in nearly a decade. For the first time since 2011, the state shows no areas suffering from prolonged drought.
No areas.
And illustrates almost entirely normal conditions.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. I thought there was like a tiny little piece up in Humboldt.
There was.
Something. And that's gone now.
And apparently that's gone.
Fan-freaking-tastic. That's great. Yay, California.
Yeah, well, we got hammered, and we dealt with a, brutal winter, and
right.
The news is good. And if you're a snowboarder, you had the best winter of your life.
You're going to have the best summer of your life.
Uh-huh. My friend Peter texted me yesterday, and he said him and his kids have been 40 times this season already.
Oh, my God.
40?
40.
Wow.
Lighthouse Realty guy?
Peter Cook.
Huh. That's funny.
He's got three
40.
Kids.
40? How the hell does he go 40 times?
One is real, because I think they have a little pad up there.
Oh.
Remember when you had one?
I do.
Wouldn't you have gone by 40 times by
Probably
now?
Probably this year we would have.
Every weekend, right?
It would have been great.
Joanne!
Pack the kids. Pack the car.
Right.
Put the snow tires on. Let's go.
Durr.
George.
How could you have sold that place?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
You're welcome, everyone. I did it so we could have this weather.
How many gross things have you done?
Not very many. I don't do
really.
Gross things.
All right, let's find out.
Pretty anti-gross.
You ever clogged a toilet?
Yeah.
With your business?
Oh. Am I the only one who's going to get asked this?
Well, yeah.
I feel like everyone has to answer. Everyone's done that.
What was the question?
Have you ever clogged a toilet by going in
it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember when, but you know I'm going to say yeah.
I think that we should just, if you haven't done one of these things, you have to
say. Oh, really?
So, have you ever, Vinny?
Clogged a toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? I've done it. It's more of a hyper cleanliness problem than it is a giant poop problem.
Oh, really? You have tiny little dainty poops, but so much toilet paper goes in there.
That... No, I'm saying, though, that I, like, you know, I don't want to see anything on the last piece of paper I use. Yeah. So I have absolutely used way too much paper and learned the hard way that you've got to flush
continuously through it. Right.
You know, but back to our water issues, I've found myself caught in between how many flushes can I make?
Poo water on the floor or a drought. Come on.
Right. Anyway, yes, I've clogged the toilet. Do you ever not wash your hands after using the bathroom at home?
Yes.
I wash my hands to the point where they're dry, cracked, and hitty.
I will say once in a while, I will not wash my hands at home.
Have you ever gone a month without changing your sheets on your bed?
A month?
A month.
I'll say yes, I've gone a month.
Maybe when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Now you do it all the time.
Only every 2 weeks.
Ah.
Have you?
Well, when I was a bachelor, I did some of the rankest stuff you can think of. All the typical. Not bachelor, I should say, when I was first moved out. Right. Living with roommates.
Before you learn that, you know, I need to clean these sheets
There's a lot of things that got in my way. For example, all right, I'm going to do laundry today. You go to the laundry, somebody's crap's laying in there, and you're like, great. Well, that was my one chance. I'll be back next week. I mean, you know.
Take these sheets and put them back on the bed.
And be done with it. Mm. Have you ever eaten food from the floor?
Yes.
This says, do you ever pee in the shower?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not gross.
No, that's saving normal. A flush. Uh-huh. I consider that saving water.
Right.
Yeah. I can pee and wash my hair at the same time.
Also. I'll never forget, though, anytime that comes up. Peeing, just in general. The secret show we did with the comedian, what's his name? Help me out.
Jim.
Norton.
Norton. See, one brain between us.
Jim Norton. Nice. And his fascination with that took my head clean off. I had no idea.
Yeah, no. I had an idea, but then it turned out I didn't have an idea.
One aspect of that particular sport.
Spill it. Who's doing that? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? oh, my God. Oh, you should grab that one and unedit that one.
Can't do it.
Why?
Why?
It was before I was here.
Oh, it was? Oh, bummer. I can't believe that guy didn't save any of our uncut shows. What a dingbat. I bought it. I bought things specifically so that he would be able to save them. Freaking bring his scrawny neck right now. You know the neck I'm talking about.
Oh, we sure do. Can you reach it?
I'll sit on a chair.
You ever too tired to brush your teeth before bed?
Yeah. No.
No. I mean, I've been too drunk to brush my teeth before bed.
I have skipped brushing my teeth before passing out in bed, but...
Right. Hammered.
Right. I'm going to say I'm definitely hammered, right. If I have my wits about me, I am definitely brushing my teeth before I get in bed.
Have you ever smelled an article? This is how gross we are. Have you ever smelled an article of clothing to see if you could get away with wearing it again?
Yeah.
I smell it more to just see what I'm up to than I would be like likely to go.
Yeah, I don't mind my own smells.
This isn't too bad to wear tomorrow. Like, no, I don't
like
do
my
that.
Own smells. I'm down.
I'm more likely to go, wow. It was a long day.
Yeah. Oh, I got stinky.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Look at me. Look what I made.
Yeah.
I have BO.
I made a whole bacteria colony on this shirt.
Have you ever picked your nose as an adult?
Yeah. All the freaking time.
But you don't eat them anymore.
No. That stopped.
You've quit that.
Yes, I quit.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think that most of us have gone.
Yeah, you got to get
it. There's only one way I'm getting that out
right.
of there.
It's not coming out when I blow my nose.
Right. Sheesh.
And I know it's in there. I can feel it when I pinch my nose. That's coming out.
Well, sometimes you got to crack them off the wall.
Yeah, you do. They grab onto the hairs.
Right.
Hold on for dear life. They don't want out. They like being in your nose.
Right, Yuzi? Well, yes, are you going to answer or not?
What? Yes.
You pick your nose?
Yeah, every morning.
You ever pull out
when
hairs?
When I blow my nose.
In a booger?
What'd you say?
Never mind. Who cares? You're going to be more gross?
I can't be. I can't be more gross.
Yuck. Our text number, well, our phone number is 800-400-3697, and you can text us on that number, too.
Yes.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say so far this morning. 925 says, good morning. Bay Area traffic is a million times better than New York City traffic. Hearing you talk about Bay Area traffic makes me want to move back home to the East Bay. Oh. I miss you all so much.
Mm. Yeah, some days, though, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Actually, today it was delightful. I actually think there's something to this Friday light thing, at least for the morning commute. You know, sometimes it's like, wow, there's just no one on the road. And then the evening traffic is like, where did all these cars
I have from? Seen a big increase in traffic on 101 after 5 o'clock.
Mm.
It's in a.m., I mean.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's, no, the traffic has gotten real heavy early.
The amount of cars on the road is...
It's like midday.
...is scary. Mm-hmm. They're not stopped. They're all rolling. But that you find any little thing, and all of a sudden we're doing 60. What's going on up
there? Oh, only 60. Hmm.
What? Well, yeah. Hmm. What do you mean only 60?
Are you going over the speed limit?
No, the speed limit's 65, and that gives us 75. You're clear for 75,
oh
people.
It's a known thing. Give or take 10 miles.
Known.
Yeah,
it's
a known thing. Mm. That's
so you're still going 60 miles an hour. Like, at least you're not stopped.
Anyway, a lot of cars out there on the road in the early morning hours that didn't used to be there.
I agree. That the volume has, in the 22 years I've been driving the same damn route every day, it is, I'm like, where are all these people coming from? And why am I having to contend with them?
415 says, so frustrating to hear Hooman trying to fix his back with soup and potatoes. Poor guy, but come on.
I just really wish he'd go for, you know, modern medicine. It's time. You need,
it's like, time.
It is time for this.
Yeah.
I just, you know, come on. You're just dealing. You're missing work because of it now.
Vinny, isn't it better to surf in the spring and summer? I'm not a surfer, but I assume the weather would be nicer for the sport. No, there's no waves here in the summer. That's the problem. The specific ingredient you need is waves and less wind. And in the summer, it's so windy here.
Oh
God.
Never really noticed.
Oh, it's so windy. Ah. Well, that's because you don't run, bike, or... Do you ride your bike ever anymore?
Yeah, I ride my bike.
Oh, well, then
you... go someplace on my bike.
I mean, you pedal and... Oh, but you have that
electric
thing
bike.
Where you're all...
Yeah.
Right into the wind.
To hold myself back and stay with the people I'm biking with.
Please, wind. Don't try it.
Yeah.
Can't stop
hell?
Me.
I'm up that, no problem. Electric bike all the way.
Right.
Thanks for letting me borrow that Specialized.
Oh, 707 says, I'm not sure if you talked about this yet, but does Vinny know that Jake Phelps from Thrasher Magazine died? I do know that, and I follow a lot of skateboarders on Instagram, and they've all been heartbroken posting about it. I don't know how he passed, but he was only
in his
50s.
Yeah, 56, and I didn't see. They're not releasing a cause of death, or they just don't know what got him yet.
Yeah.
But he was the, I believe, editor of Thrasher Magazine, which is the skateboarding bible forever. Mm-hmm. And here in San Francisco. So rest in peace. I don't have any more information, though, about it. I just know that a lot of people I love are hurting over it. So I wish them the best. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with a new boyfriend-girlfriend situation that I think everybody might find interesting.
Oh.
And I have info on the Sopranos prequel. It has a release date now. So
cool. All
that and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.